There are many ways we can live our life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. There are many ways in which we can live our life. We can be a leader. We can be a leader with love and with dominance. We can be a leader with threats and with a way of manipulating other people by our power. We can be a leader by following, because oftentimes a good leader is first a good follower. Not only oftentimes, always. A good leader is first a good follower. Just like a good employer is first a good employee. If the employee knows his place in the business and does whatever his task is, lovingly, joyfully, wonderfully, he will make a good employer, because he respects that each task, each person, and each thing that they do is exceedingly important. So it is with a leader. A leader can lead by manipulating his power, the power of his office, or he can lead by using words, using his charisma, using his imagination to direct the people to the path that will achieve what they want to achieve. Now we have the illustration of our new president, Obama. He's the most amazing man in so many ways. And his amazing ways are quite interesting, because when he went into office, he went in with a dream of manifesting certain conditions which would bring peace to the people, which would bring right action in many areas of their life. Serving the people's needs and serving the desires of the world. And then, after he got into office, he tried to expedite these things. But he found that he had to do as he did before. He had to manipulate with others. He had to work with others. A great man is not a manipulator. A great man is one who stands forth for principle himself under all circumstances and says, "This is what we are doing. I have the authority to say this is what we are doing, and we are doing this. I am not forcing you or anything else. I said this is what I'm going to do when I came into office, and this is what I'm doing." Now that is not manipulation. That is merely carrying out whatever it is you had as a dream when you entered into that phase of your life. You and I may not be the President of the United States. We may not have some noble office that stands before all the world as a very special thing. But we do have the opportunity to stand forth for principle in our life. We do have the opportunity to not use force, but just to use the conviction, the charisma of our own being. Who am I? Who are you? What is it that we want out of life? What is it that is important to us? Is it important that we be correct and right in all that we do? Or is it important that we are unconditionally loving in all that we do? The two could be parallel. The two could be one. But the moment we feel that something is expedient and must be done, then we miss the picture, we miss the boat, we miss the direction. For there is nothing expedient in life. The statement is often made, is it better to lose a few men and save the army, or is it better for the army to stand up firm against the enemy and not give in to the enemy's demand for the leaders? You say, well, that's kind of obvious, and yet it's not. But this is what's done. This is what's done. The people are too ready to give over their leaders and get rid of them when things are not going right. They're ready to dethrone them, to assassinate them, to get rid of them in every possible way. An illustration might be, the people of Germany allowed Hitler to have master control of their country, and the dreams that the people had for their country being a master country were great, but they allowed their leader to think that he could have side agendas, and these side agendas were the ones that were the killing things, the genocide of the Jews, the ideas of these things that are so horrendous. So long as our dream is noble, so long as our purpose is one-pointed, so long as we stand forth for principle, our charisma will carry us through to a powerful, joyful, successful conclusion. But should we ever want to sell our dreams, want to go by our dreams and allow someone else to manipulate us into our dreams? Should we want to agree to something so that our dream can come through when it is not something beneficial for our dream? It's just a matter of getting our way. Then we are a loser. Government is oftentimes run in that manner, where legislators say, you follow my bill and I'll follow your bill. And one bill may not be worthy of following for this legislator, but he follows it because he wants to have support. If a legislator has a bill that really has the benefit of the people in mind, he can go out and he can sell that bill to the people. He can sell that bill to the nation. He can sell that bill to the other legislators as something sacrosanct, above all manipulation, above all maneuvering. And you say, well, that would be a wonderful day. Could that day ever happen? Well, that day must happen now in you and in me, if that day is ever to happen at all. Yes, we have men who stand up for principle, and we know these people. We call them great leaders. Jesus stood up for principle. Buddha stood up for principle. Muhammad stood up for principle. Christopher stood up for principle. All of these men stood up for principle. And what sort of principle did they stand up for? They stood up for a principle that did not necessarily gain them any benefit, although it was their principle and what they lived. It gained a benefit for humanity. It gained a benefit for the divine man and showed him how standing up for truth with strength, with conviction, standing up for whatever your beliefs are, was the most proper and beneficial thing to do. Oh, in doing that, you may have to leave the status quo and leave the community because people have other ideas. Yes, we know of those in India who are called the lesser people. And so long as they're called the lesser people, they'll be lesser people. But when they will not accept that title to them, when they will not accept that label to them, when they walk away from the society that places that label on them and live in a society that knows them only as what they are, then they will be what they are. People who live in a tyrannical government live under that condition. They can leave it. You say, but they would leave their family, their friends, they would leave all. That's right. That's right. They would leave all those things, but they would also leave that which they did not believe in. And they would go and stand up for it wherever they are. Now, should they stand up for being against the tyrannical government when they are under it? Well, if there is a no win, no lose situation there, they have to think twice about it. Are they going to go away and live their life according to what their dream is? Then that's what they must do. But because they did not stand up for it where they were, because they did not die for their principle, truly die, all of their life they will feel less than perfect. All of their life they will feel that they have not done as they could have, should have, would have done if they really believed in it. Would you say, I would give my life for something? And then when the opportunity came to give your life for something, you back off? If someone says, all right, if you believe that's so, stand up for it. And you say, well, only if somebody else stands up with me. No, no, no. You stand up all by yourself. And when you stand up by yourself, then you are the one who is known to be whatever it is you do. These are called your values. And man who has values is man who has dignity, is man who has spiritual illumination, is man who is divine. Are you, am I, that kind of man? Do I stand up for principle under all circumstances, or do I back off sometimes? If I back off, I can be forgiven, but then I must stand up. And if I stand up and they say, well, you backed off before, well, I stand up now. It's not that I was wrong before, it was not that I was right before, I stand up now. I live in the present, and I live in the now. I live in the here and now. Oh yes, it'd be easy to say, well, that's what you said before. Well, that's what I said before when I was not as strong or not as convinced as I am now about the truth of what I believe. But now I believe these things because they are for me the truth. They are for me the reality. They are for me all that matters. Now this is where I stand. I stand forth by saying, I am God. God I am. I am good. Good I am. I am peace. Peace I am. I am unconditional love. Unconditional love I am. And on, with a plethora of powerful affirmations, powerful statements, revealing who I am. And along with the statements, I have myself standing there, strongly supporting each statement, strongly confirming each statement, strongly living each statement. And as I do that, then I am standing forth for who I am. We can all stand forth for who we are, but we can only stand forth for who we are when we choose to be who we really are, our divine, unconditionally loving being. I am that divine, unconditionally loving being today. In all that I think and say and do, I stand forth for principle. In the process of standing forth for principle, I may apparently lose everything in the outer, but I have gained everything on the inner. Where are my values? What is my reality? Who am I? I know who I am, and I like it very, very much. Have a lovely day, and know that as I like myself very, very much, I love you. I love you. I love you.